Hello, welcome to RN First Bite. I'm Michael McKenzie, and today new research that lifts the lid for the first time on the social impact of supermarkets.
Most young people and their parents at some stage when they were younger, they had made some income by either working in a cannery or at a supermarket, and they all desperately wanted to support local farm produce, and they felt that they were being denied that opportunity.
How supermarkets can change the way we feel about ourselves a little later. But right now, Ramadan, and for Muslims all over the world, this is a month of fasting between sunup and sundown. It's a time to cleanse the spirit, seek forgiveness, and remember those who can't make a conscious choice to do without food and water because it wasn't there in the first place. There are rituals in Ramadan surrounding food, family and community. And when you break that fast at the end of each day, I wanted to understand what that felt like. And to help me, I was welcomed into the house of Muhammad Edwaz and Ariza Nitra, who hail originally from West Sumatra.
Hello.
Hey, Michael.
Hi, how are you, Muhammad?
Thanks
for letting me just turn up.
Come in.
Very nice to meet you.
I brought a small gift of fresh dates, which, no matter the cultural background, is a traditional way to break fast during Ramadan.
Hi, Ariza. Nice to meet you. Thanks for letting me...
And as I walk into their kitchen, there on the dining table, in a bowl, is more dates waiting to be eaten.
I hope they're not too dry. I think they're okay. And things are cooking?
Yes. We already
good.
Started.
That's good.
How's Ramadan been for you this year?
It's very good because it's winter, so the time is, you know, it's not
good,
easier,
isn't it?
It's short though.
So you can't eat when dawn breaks, so you can eat up until about 6:30 in the morning at the moment because it's still dark.
No,
is that right?
It's actually like 10 to 6.
10 to 6, is it? Yeah. Are the children also observing Ramadan, or are they too young yet?
The two boys, they're fasting, but the younger one, Sarah, it's half day. Maybe until 12 or 11, depend on her mood.
Right. Well, as I came into your house today, the smell is beautiful. So are these dishes on the stove from your part of Indonesia?
Yes. Yeah, there's a beef rendang. Yeah, that's our traditional food.
And do you have any special food that you have during Ramadan only?
Maybe the sweet, yeah?
Do you have that today?
Yeah, yeah. We do.
Oh, good. What's the sweet called?
We call kola.
Normally we started with the sweet, and then, you know, a couple of dates, and then some water, and then we do our prayer, and then we come back to the table and have a proper meal, dinner.
Do you only start meals on a sweet during Ramadan?
Yes, only during Ramadan. I think that's because of the fact that most of our food are, you know, hot and spicy, so you need something to...
calm the tummy.
Yeah,
calm the tummy. That's a very good way of saying it.
Calm the tummy, yeah, that's right.
This is the sweet potato, but it's the purple one.
Purple
sweet potato, yeah, and banana.
Ariza introduces me to the first dish of the meal, this Indonesian sweet called kolak.
And you cook with a little bit of coconut milk and palm sugar.
But Ori, for you, in making this, because it's Ramadan, you can't even taste it to make sure it's okay.
Yeah, yeah. So you usually I use my smell. Yeah.
Well, can we smell now together?
Yeah.
Oh, that smells fantastic. So that's banana, the purple sweet potato.
Yes.
And then I think you mentioned cinnamon, palm
and
sugar.
And cinnamon stick.
Fantastic. And how long did you say you cooked that for?
Maybe about 10 minutes, not more than
that. Is that all?
Yeah.
Normally we put pandan leaves, yeah?
Yeah.
You know pandan leaves?
Yes, I do. Yeah, because that would flavour as well, doesn't
very
it?
Very strong.
Because I've had pandan chicken, but I've never had a sweet dish with pandan.
Sometimes we make kolak from rice or, you know, from
sago.
Sago, yep.
Yes.
Fruit from jackfruit, you know, the yellow one.
Yes, really sweet.
Yeah.
And durian too.
And durian.
I can't get past the smell.
And if you've ever smelled durian fruit, you'll know why we're laughing.
And I know that it's apparently the flesh of durian is really fantastic, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
These large tropical species can grow up to 3 kilos in weight. They're covered in a shell of spikes and, depending on your perspective, are either the king of all fruits or one of the most revolting assaults on the senses you'll ever experience.
We normally use it, maybe.
We love durians.
Yeah.
But not the kids. The kids kind of like...
I'm with the kids.
The 19th century British naturalist Alfred Russel Wallace famously described its flesh as a rich custard, highly flavoured with almonds. But when it comes to the smell, it's been compared to everything from turpentine to rotting sewage. And there's a story too behind the trademark West Sumatran dish beef rendang, which we're having tonight.
Yeah, the sun's slowly going down.
But before we get to that, I'm already feeling uncomfortable about my presence in my host's house.
I feel sorry for you because I'm making you talk about food before the end of your fast. So I'm sorry about that.
That's all right. Torturing.
It's torture. But like you say, at least Ramadan at the moment's during winter time, and it will be for a few more years. And I think it goes forward 11 days.
Next year, I think it's probably even better.
Right? We need the winter solstice, which is the shortest day of the year.
Exactly.
Yeah. So this is the third week of Ramadan this year?
Yeah.
And by this stage of Ramadan, how are you feeling?
A little bit sad because Ramadan is a lot of blessed from God. Mm. It's special month.
Ramadan is not so much about, you know, like not eating, not drinking. Mm. It's more about thinking about your preparation for the life after this life. What we feel about this time, you know, we feel like, have I done enough? And you can think about the suffering of the people who don't have much, like in Syria or in Burma or another part of Africa who don't have food or clean water. So it kind of like teach you to become more compassionate. Mm. We collected like around $2,000 for people in Syria, and then we sent through Human Appeal International the other day to buy wheat and, you know, medical aid. And this Wednesday we're going to do something for the people in Burma.
Now, Ari, you were consulting your smartphone, and you got a special app for Ramadan.
Yes, so you can download the prayer times. So when it's breakfast time, they tell you.
And the time for when you can break your fast today, what time are we allowed to eat?
5:31.
5:31.
Yes.
So we have roughly 11 minutes to go.
The rendang is almost ready, having cooked for 6 hours in a handmade cast iron wok that Ariza and Muhammad brought back from one of their visits to West Sumatra.
It's diced beef, some garlic, ginger, and galanga. Look like ginger.
Yeah, galanga. I really love the pungency of it. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I used turmeric leaf.
Fantastic. Yeah. The whole leaf.
The dry turmeric leaf and lemongrass. And then kaffir lime leaf.
Coconut milk?
Yeah, coconut milk, of course. Yeah.
And the dish itself is heavy with meaning. Rendang is served at traditional ceremonies like marriage and circumcision and religious festivals like Ramadan. And its 4 main ingredients each symbolise a vital part of Menangkabau society. The meat represents the clan leaders, the royalty, the elders. The coconut milk is the intellectuals, the teachers, poets and writers. The chili is the clerics and the religious leaders. And the spice mix represents the rest of Menangkabau society.
You know, traditionally we don't have fridge. So by cooking it like a slow, in a low heat, normally we use thick skin of coconut skin.
The husk?
Yeah. The husk, yeah. The sauce become dry. And then you can preserve it for up to 3 months without... Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Without refrigeration?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. 3 months.
Inside the coconuts?
Yeah.
And you seal them up, do you?
Yeah.
The sun has almost disappeared on this wintry day of Ramadan, and the family springs into action. The boys are cajoled into setting the table. Ariza lays out a tray of steamed beans, choco, and fresh cucumber. Next to it is the Sumatran version of curry puffs called pastel, and for dipping, sambal lado. It's a fiery mix of chili and the zest and juice of kaffir lime. Next to that is how we begin our meal, the sweet fast breakers of fresh dates and warm bowls of that traditional Ramadan dish called kalak.
Where should I sit?
Sit here.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
There'll also be a pause between the courses for prayers, and then the glorious beef rendang is served with rice. Daughter Sarah, who's just turned 6, bounces up and down in her chair with excitement.
I'm just eating a little bit.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. It's 5:31.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We can break our fast.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Would you like to translate that for me?
It's Arabic supplication. That means Allahumma barik lana. Oh God, please bless us and bless what you have provided for us, like this food, and protect us from the hellfire. And they say, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. All the good things we always begin with Bismillah, I mean, in the name of God, the most merciful, the most generous.
Muhammad and I eat with our hands, rolling the steamed rice and rendang into balls with our fingers, and then adding a little bit of sambal, some vegetables, and pushing the mixture into our mouths. It is, seriously, the best rendang I have ever tasted.
The great things now is like the shopping center, like Safeway. They provide like this fresh dates. And even like they have this, you know, happy Ramadan signs. And you never seen this before. Like the whole thing's changed. Okay, lovely. And think about this. Yeah.
Is it appropriate to say happy Ramadan?
That's okay. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Thank you for letting me literally eat and then run. You have to go to the mosque. Lovely to meet you. Ari, thank you so much. It was lovely. And thank you for giving me insights into the food of West Sumatra. It was beautiful.
You're welcome.
See you. Bye-bye.
Recipes for the kolak and beef rendang are up right now on the RN First Bite website, along with images of the family, the meal, and also some bonus audio of Muhammad explaining more about the end of Ramadan, the gatherings at his house, and what he wants to instill in his children. Love to hear your reactions to this story while you're visiting the website at abc.net.au/radionational.